Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, April 19th edition. We got an 11-game slate for you on tap on DraftKings, 10 games on FanDuel, because one of the DraftKings game is game two of the Washington Nationals doubleheader going up against the Arizona Diamondbacks. So keep that in mind. Lineups might be some discounts because some guys aren't playing back-to-back games, all kinds of fun stuff there. But otherwise, 10 game ones around the diamond. Again, FanDuel 10 games, 11 games on DraftKings. If you have any questions, I'll be on Twitter at BDEntric or hit me up in the Fantasy Degens Discord. There's lots of guys chatting up in there as always. It's free, so just let me know. We'll get you going in that direction. If you give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes, that would mean a ton as well. And then go to the YouTube, the Fantasy Degens YouTube channel. You can watch this podcast, Benched with Bubba, and the always pressing PGA DFS podcast. So subscribe over there at Fantasy Degens on the YouTube channel. Give the old thumbs up and the good stuff there as well, as I truly would appreciate it. But all right, again, 11 games coming up for you on a Tuesday. Let's talk totals real quick in this one. Jays, Red Sox, total of 9. Pirates, Brewers, 7.5. Rays, Cubs, going to wait on that because of weather like usual. Twins, Royals, 8. Angels, Astros, 8.5. Phillies, Rockies, 11. Rangers, Mariners, 7.5, Reds, Padres, 7.5, Braves, Dodgers, 8, and still waiting on a couple more, like game two of a doubleheader and stuff like that. So that's the way it usually goes in these games. Well, let's get to the pitching on this slate. You got three guys over $10,000. You got Walker Buehler at 10.7 at home against the Atlanta Braves. Corbin Burns, 10.5 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Framber Valdez, 10.2 at home against Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. It should be the chalk play, but give me Corbin Burns all day in this one. We saw him scuffle his first time out the gate this season, but then he really bounced back with 7 shutout innings at Baltimore with 8 strikeouts. Nice bounce back after that rough go in Chicago with, you know, cold weather and whatnot. So we saw the real Corbin Burns show up for us in his last outing against Baltimore. Now you get the Pittsburgh Pirates team that we love to attack. We know they don't usually strike out a ton, but on the season so far, they're striking out over 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting .265. With the 121 ISO. So Corbin Burns with the bullet at 10.5 is who I'd be looking to target if you're paying up. I wouldn't mind a little Atlanta contrarian action versus Walker Buehler's velocities have been down. It's made him hittable at times. He's having to be much more of a pitcher than a thrower. You know, 5 2/3, 2 earned, 5 innings, 2 earned, 4Ks, 5Ks. He hasn't been dominated enough to earn that price tag. Can you do it? Sure. But at this point, I'll take Corbin Burns at 10.5, take some savings in this one. Sliding on down though. It's tough. Like, Robbie Ray has been rough. It's a great matchup versus Texas. If you think Robbie Ray can bounce back at $9,800, it's phenomenal. I'm not sure I'm going there. If you're making a ton of lineups, I would for sure. But like Seattle facing Texas. Texas strikes out less than 17% of the time versus lefties this season, hitting .308 with a .264 ISO. Ray's walks have been up and his velocity has been down so far this season. Could that change? His first two starts were in horrific weather. Horrific weather. So that can definitely change. But for me, I'm not going to take the chance on Robbie Ray. Not on this slate. I don't think I need to. On an 11-game slate, there's enough variance in ownership that you can make some stuff happen. So I'm not looking to play Robbie Ray. Again, I'd pay up for Corbin Burns, and I'm skipping Eovaldi versus Toronto and skipping Max Fried versus the Dodgers. And I'm going to Joe Musgrove, who is insanely mispriced on DraftKings. He's 86 hundo. On FanDuel, he's 11,000, the most expensive pitcher on the slate, and that makes more sense. Like, he shouldn't be the most expensive pitcher, but he should not be 8,600 on DK. We're talking Joe Musgrove here, who I wrote up in the Rotoballer free DFS picks for Tuesday. He has thrown 6 innings or more in each start, 2 total runs over that stretch, and 14 total strikeouts, 0 walks. He has a 31.1% K to walk rate so far this season. He's limiting hard contact. He has just been absolutely outstanding to start the season. And now he gets a Cincinnati Reds team that's striking out over 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching, 181 average against, 109 ISO versus righties. Joe Musgrove with a bullet, folks. He's our Frankie Montas of the night. Frankie Montas did not disappoint. I guess he did if he only had 5 Ks, but he still pitched outstanding. So I'm going right back to the discount here at Musgrove. Like a Musgrove-Burns combo should be chalky and rightfully so, and I have zero problem paying a Musgrove-Burns combo. I'll get different with the bats if I have to, but that is a phenomenal start to building your lineup. Now, if you want some savings, there's some fun savings on this slate. There's Kyle Gibson at $6,600 in Coors Field. We saw Aaron Nola and Chad Kuhl duel it out on Monday night. You know, Gibson 7 shutout, 10 Ks against the A's on the opener. Last time out, 4 2/3, 4 earned only 6, but 6 Ks, still got the strikeouts against Miami. Got up to 91 pitches his last outing, too, is something that I really like to see in that scenario. And now going into Coors, where most will fade him because it is Coors, and I get it. Kyle Gibson can be horrific at times. It can be very good at times. That's just the Kyle Gibson bubble we're in. Colorado striking out almost 23% of the time versus righties heading into Monday's action. They are hitting 270 with a 204 ISO. So that's a beautiful thing. But you're getting a discount on Kyle Gibson at $6,600. And I think that makes him tournament viable. You got Cole Irvin at 63 in tournaments as well. Not a big strikeout guy potentially with Urban, but you are facing Baltimore. We've talked about it time and time again. On the season, Baltimore striking out 33% of the time. First left-handed pitching, hitting 215 with a .077 ISO. They've been horrific versus left-handed pitching. And you're getting Cole Irvin at 6,300. Like, Baltimore could have like their best game against lefties this season. And Cole Irvin can still throw 5 or 6 innings, go 3 to 4 runs, and strike out 6 at 6,300. And you're going to be sitting pretty in this scenario. So I'm a fan of some Cole Irvin at 6,300. So there's a lot of good pitchers on this slate, but there's some like interesting matchups, and I'm just going to keep it simple while we're still trying to figure out all this pitching right now. I'm going Burns, I'm going Musgrove, and I'm taking savings with Gibson and Cole Irvin. Like, there's going to be arguments for a lot of other guys, and maybe some lineups come out that really change our mind on things. That's what the Discord channel is for, really kind of crunch things. It's the first look podcast the night before. And night before, I'm trying to narrow down the pitchers pool. I did it on the last couple of nights. It worked out really well tonight. Manaea, Montas, and McClanahan. All pitched pretty damn good. And, you know, they were popular. They were much more popular since 3 games got rained out on Monday. But nothing I can do about that. And then you just differentiate with the bats. The bats weren't as great as we wanted them to be. But we nailed the pitching. That's something we haven't been able to do because the pitching is such a mess lately. So let's keep nailing the pitching. The bats will come around and we'll have some fun. Speaking of the bats on this slate, catcher's position for you. You got Salvia, Minnesota, Kansas City stack. Big fan of this scenario. We got to see what the weather looks like tomorrow. Might be freezing ass cold or something to really screw things up. But Minnesota, Kansas City, you have Archer versus Carlos Hernandez, two massive pitch to contact guys. Two guys that probably won't go deep into this ball game, which means some sketchy early bullpen usage. This is a good spot here. Salvia 57 is interesting if you want to pay up. If not, you got Wilson Contreras at 5K versus the lefty Fleming. That's a sneaky play because people will likely play up for Perez or JTR, and JTR is a great spot too. They'll probably pit for one of those two instead of Wilson Contreras, and you can sneak Contreras in there. The other guy you can sneak in there is Sean Murphy, who had another double tonight. I think he put up another double-digit night. He's $4,800, and most will not pay for him in this scenario. So you can definitely kind of slide him in there and get a nice little super low ownership with Sean Murphy against Ellis of Baltimore, who should get hit around as well. If you're looking to save, though, Will Smith versus Max Fried at 41 is a good contrarian play. Same with Mitch Garver at 4,000 versus Ray. Both Smith and Garver love to spank some left-handed pitching, and Fried and Ray have been known to give up the long ball from time to time. So good tournament plays with each one of them, but cheaper options for you. As you slide on, like Omar Narvaez at 33 is a great cheap catcher option against Brubaker. Milwaukee is one of my favorite stacks this evening, so keep an eye on that. If Steven Vogt somehow cracks lineup, he's only 32 versus Ellis, I wouldn't run to play that. But if you feel like stacking up Oakland, it's a cheap catcher's option. I still rather have Sean Murphy, but that's a $1,600 difference, so something to definitely keep in mind. Gary Sanchez at 26 is outstanding when it comes to tournament value. He went over for the stolen base on Monday, which is hilarious for Gary Sanchez. That previously before today's game, he hit safely in 3 of 5 ball games. He's not crushing baseballs, but he's being productive at $2,600. I think there's a lot of upside against Carlos Hernandez and some of that Royals bullpen action in a tournament. Good price point for Mr. Gary Sanchez. First base position on this slate, Alfredito. You know the drill, folks. Toronto. Feel free to stack them whenever you want. But like Reese's Pieces at 55, if you're going up against Freeland, Freddie Freeman went deep against Huascar Yanoa on Monday night, but I'd rather go to Josh Bell at 48 against the lefty Gilbert, CJ Cronin Coors at 47. Those would be two of my pay up spots if you're not going Varito on this slate. But looking to save, you got Connor Joe, first base outfit eligible at 44. He's always in play. Yuli Gurriel versus a lefty. I do respect Patrick Sandoval, though. I like Ty France a lot at $4,000. Dude's been crushing it right now, hitting nearly 300. His quality of contact, I wrote him up also for the Rotoball article tonight. Massive, massive barrel and hard hit percentages, looking really, really good at the dish. So $4,000 for Ty France against John Gray is something you could look at. And in years past, it wasn't like dramatic splits, but righties hit John Gray quite well. Quite well. It wasn't like you have to play left-handed bats versus John Gray. Righties hit him just fine. So this could be a fun spot for Ty France at $4,000. Below 4K, though, you know, you got Seth Beer in tournaments is very live at $3,400 versus Johan Adon. That's a very good tournament value in his scenario. But here we go, Braves, baby. Here we go, Braves. I will definitely 100% have a Braves stack on Tuesday night. Matt Olson is $3,400. $3,400. It gets better when we go to other positions too, folks. I'm just telling you. $3,400 for Matt Olson against Walker Buehler, who, again, he hasn't gotten crushed, but he's given up a ton of contact and not going deep into ball games. And this A's team, they even got to Kershaw in the fourth and fifth inning and made this ball game. Like, Ozzie Albies went deep. Talked about that on the show last night. Guillermo Heredia took him deep. Like, this Braves team, we know how good they can be. It's kind of been a slow start, and maybe Buehler carves them up. But when you can get a team that we know can legit put up 10 runs on any given night, it's good stuff. So Matt Olson at 34 is there. Luke Voit is a very good value. It's been a quiet start to the year for Luke Voit, only hitting .176, but he's got a couple monster, 16 and 10. He's got three double-digit DK point games in his last 10 games. So when he goes, makes him a great tournament play at 33, especially facing the lefty San Martin, who's been getting crushed this season. So Voit's another nice value there at $3,300. And I'm curious to see what the Braves ownership looks like. When you hear some more of these prices, it gets fun. But there's lots of value. I mentioned Olson. You got Luke Voit. Hunter Dozier's only $2,900. He's first base outfit eligible. Crushing baseballs. Big fan of Dozier tonight. Rowdy Tellez, go right back to that well versus Brubaker at $2,900. Brubaker's just hot garbage right now. So you can go that route. In a tournament, also, Miguel Sano is only $2,500. So there's a ridiculous amount of value at the position. Really good tournament value, too. Like, cash-wise, I'd probably lean, I'm tempted to say Matt Olson, but I'd probably go like Rowdy Tellez at $2,900 and just play him in cash if you want to punt the position. But there's a lot of dudes down here, $3,400 and below, that you could really save some money in at first base and in tournaments and still be very, very, have a lot of leverage at the position. Second base position, you can go to Brandon Lau if you want, but give me some Trevor Story at 54 versus Kikuchi. It feels like we're getting a Trevor Story night against Kikuchi, who's been so bad. So I could be totally wrong because Story's had a rough go of it too. But it's one of those nights where you can save money at pitching and other positions. No one's going to roster Trevor Story. They really aren't. They're going to roster. They'd rather roster Whit Merrifield at 51, who I like, or go down cheaper like Gene Segura at 46 and Coors. No one's rostering Trevor Story tonight at $5,400. Nobody. So he might go over, but it's one of those you can get a low-owned Story that has that double-dong potential in that great, great, juicy, juicy matchup for Kikuchi. So it's just one of those things that kind of the gut feeling on that one. Could be totally wrong. Could have had some bad bean burritos or something, but we'll see how that goes. But again, Gene Segura is 46. If you want some Coors action on the cheap, you can look that direction. You got Cronenworth versus Sam Martin. I don't hate the lefty-lefty there because Cronenworth can hit lefties, but also if the San Diego stack goes off, San Martin won't be long for the game. So keep that in mind. Colton Wong at 41 is a nice piece of the Milwaukee stack if you're going that direction. And then cheaper plays, again, we got some cheapies here, folks. Jorge Polanco is only $3,600 versus Carlos Hernandez. Jorge Polanco went deep on Monday. He's had a slow go to the season. I get it, but 36 is silly. And what else is silly is Ozzie Albies is $3,600 versus Walker Buehler. Now, Polanco's got the much better matchup than Ozzie Albies. But let's be real. Both these guys are phenomenal values at the position. You play Albies if you're stacking up the Braves. If you just want like I play Polanco in cash at $3,600. I think I'd say just ridiculous price tag for what you got going on there. If you want to go cheaper, which you probably don't need to, Sheldon Noyce, second base, third base, had a nice day on Monday night. I watched a lot of that A's game as I was typing up some articles here, and he had a couple opposite way knocks. So good on him. $3,100 if you're looking for some value at the second base position. Other than that, though, nothing too crazy. It's pretty much Polanco and Albies where you're just like, that ain't right. Third base position for you on this slate, Devers, I believe, has an 8 or 9 game hitting streak going at $5,800. Again, most won't roster him against Kikuchi. They'll look to go elsewhere. So the Boston Red Sox could be a nice, low-owned, expensive stack where you're hoping that the Braves are a low-owned, cheap stack. So you can almost combine the two and have such a massive ceiling. It'd be redonkulous, but we'll see how that pans out as you build on Tuesday. But some cheaper options. Patrick Wisdom went deep on Monday. You know he's a GPP play most times. I don't roster him very much. I'd rather have Manny Machado at $4,600 for San Martin. Machado went deep on Monday, and he has had an amazing start to this season. So Machado at 46, I like to jump all over that if we can. Some cheaper ones, McMahon and Coors at 43. That's fine. And Dandy, Matt Chapman at 38 if you need to go there. Don't mind it at all. But other than that, it's a weird position. Like Bobby Wood Jr. at 29, always great value. You guys know the drill on that one. Still too cheap for what he can and will eventually do. So keep him in mind. And then if you are stacking Minnesota, the Twins cleanup hitter, Gio Urshela, is only $2,100. Like he's hitting almost 300 on the year. It's been kind of slow go of late. But 2100 for a cleanup hitter in a stack is pretty interesting stuff, folks. So Twins, Braves, massively too cheap on this slate. Shortstop position, Trey Turner, 5,900 is a really good spot there. He's starting to wake up. It seems like he went deep on Saturday or Sunday. He had a big RBI double on Monday. Trey's doing his thing. He's just not stealing because he's hitting third in the lineup, so that's kind of a bummer. But good tournament play at 5,900. Xander's 5K if you're doing the whole stack gimme there with Boston. That's interesting. Willie Adames at 47 for your Brew Crew action. Like that a lot if you're stacking the crew. Otherwise, you're probably still paying up. This is a tradition at shortstop because the value has just not been there at the shortstop position this year. Jorge Mateo would be the value at 2,600 for Baltimore going up against Cole Irvin. Mateo had a double on Monday. The dude had, I guess, 3 steals on the season. So he's been very fantasy relevant because of his price point and his upside. So 2,600 is what you can do there. If Alan Trejo makes the lineup for Colorado, he did not play on Monday. He's 2,500 and a nice value as well. But Mateo and Trejo would be who I'm looking at on this one. And if anybody else pops up, we'll take a look later on. But maybe the only other guy I will mention is Andrew Velasquez of the Angels, $2,100. He's been getting a lot of playing time at shortstop for the Halos. He's hit safely in 3 of his last 5 ball games with 5 or more DK points in 4 of those 5 ball games, 18 DK points 2 games ago. So if you want to look at a punt at Velasquez at $2,100, he's in play for you as well. So some punts at the shortstop if you need it. Probably wouldn't go below Mateo, but you got a couple options if you need it. Outfield, lock and loads. Soto, sure, $1,600. Awesome. You got Harper, Casty, Schwarber, and Coors against Freeland. Casty versus a lefty is always just amazing fun. So keep him in mind as well. But you can get different with like Suzuki, Martinez, Otani. No one's going to play them. Yordan double donged on Monday. So there's definitely options up here to differentiate, but it's hard to pass up on the Phillies. And honestly, I'd almost just pay straight up for Juan Soto to be different. Like no one's going to go that high with 2 Phillies and Coors right below him. So that's an intriguing option. Or you just save because there's so many options as you slide on down. What was that? Christian Yelich went Grand Slam City on Monday. He's $4,800 versus Cole Irvin. That's got some appeal. Eventually, Jesse Winker's going to wake up if you're feeling tournament giddy. He's $4,600. Connor Joe and Coors is $44. We can get behind that for sure. But Benintendi, only $4,300 for Kansas City. Good piece of the Kansas City stack. McCutcheon's only $43 for Milwaukee. He continues to rake this season, plus steal bases, which is really, really good to see for his fantasy upside. Like Alex Verdugo at 4,000, swinging a hot stick. Lourdes Gurriel at 4,000. You got Charlie Blackman went deep on Monday. He's only 39 in Coors. So a couple nice little $3,900 and $4,000 options there at the outfield position. And then when you go below 4K, you know, you got Tony Kemp if you're stacking the A's at 36. Taylor Ward, Joe Adell, watch the lineups there, but good matchups versus Framber and for tournaments only because Framber, respect the man. Seth Brown at 34 if you're stacking your A's, another value, but like Monday night, the A's were kind of like the good value where you have Braves and Twins tonight. So the A's are just taking like third fiddle to the value, which might mean play them more, because if they go off, it'll go off like 2% ownership. But that's more, I think, if you're doing big field tournaments. If you're doing small field tournaments, you don't have to get as cute in those scenarios. Jared Kelenic, $3,300. Looks like he might be hitting well. Two of the last four games, hitting the ball really strong. So let's hope that keeps going. You're going to get him cheap right now at $3,300 versus John Gray. Julio Rodriguez as well at 32. I think I'd rather Kelenic right now, the way they're swinging it. But I think Julio's the better ball player. We'll just have to see how that plays out. You got Randall Grichuk and Coors at 31. He hit third on Monday with Chris Bryant getting the day off. I think if Bryant's back, you see Grichuk slide down the batting order. So keep an eye on that one. Manny Margot loves facing lefties. He's 3K versus Justin Steele. If you want that value, I'm not in love with it, but it's some pretty sweet value if you want to go to some Manny. But Max Kepler's 2,900 versus Hernandez if you're stacking the Twins. Hunter Dozier, talked about him already, $2,800. Love that price point for Hunter Dozier. Trey Mancini. So I was looking at this because he's first base outfield eligible. He's $2,800. You look at his numbers, hitting 235, 613 OPS. It's not pretty, but you look at the underlying metrics, his barrel rates, his hard hit rates, his X stats are through the roof. So eventually Trey Boo Boo is going to get crack-a-lacking at $2,800. That's a price tag worth potentially finding out if it's a Trey Boo Boo night, because Cole Irvin does get smacked around by right-handed hitting from time to time. So if you're looking for like a GPP value, Trey Mancini at $2,800, a pretty strong GPP value on this one. Might not happen tomorrow, might not happen Wednesday, but it's coming for Trey. It really is. He's going to have one of these streaks coming up here. And right now he's $2,800, so enjoy that while you can in a really cushy matchup versus Cole Irvin. Other cheapies, Marcell Ozuna's $2,700 versus Buehler. Tommy Pham's 26. He went deep on Monday. I like Musgrove quite a bit, though, so you got to be really desperate to get I'd rather give Mancini at 28 a chance over Pham. We'll see how that plays out. But lots of options. Christian Pache, if you're stacking Oakland's 2,400. Eddie Rosario's had a rough start to the season. He's 2,300 versus Buehler. So tons of plays down. Nick Gordon's $2,100 for Minnesota. So lots of ways to go, as we discussed on this one. Let's recap pitching real quick on this 11-game slate. Reminder, if you're playing FanDuel, it's only 10 games because DK has Arizona-Washington game two on this schedule. Pitching-wise, there's three guys over 10K. I'm just focusing on Corbin Burns at 10-5. Again, I told you I really narrowed down the pitcher's pool. If, say, on Tuesday we see different ownerships or some lineups come out that are interesting, which we saw on Monday, we'll see a lot, then I might change my tune to certain things. But right now, Corbin Burns at 10-5 is the guy I want big time if paying up. Joe Musgrove is phenomenal value at $8,600. Again, on FanDuel, he's 11K, highest priced pitcher. Makes it a little more difficult. But on DK at 86, I'm going to make Burns Musgrove lineups as much as possible. And if they don't pitch well, so be it. So be it. But I think those two are a great 1-2 punch. If you do need value, though, Kyle Gibson and Cole Irvin is who I'd go with. Because I told you, Cole Irvin, 33% K rate for the Baltimore Orioles versus lefties. We saw what Nestor Cortez just did to them for 12Ks. Cole Irvin's not Nestor Cortez, but that's still a pretty nice spot to be in. If you are stacking things up on this slate, though, I think Boston versus Kikuchi could be quite interesting with all the value on this slate and people wanting to pay for pitching. You might not get a lot of people paying up for Boston, so that's a fun spot there for Boston versus Kikuchi. I love a Milwaukee stack against Brubaker. Brubaker's been dog, god-awful. So the Brewer stack is nice. KC Minnesota, I'll have the game stack there. I think Minnesota's got more appeal for me going up against Carlos Hernandez, but both teams, lots of pitch to contact there. So KC Minnesota is one I definitely like in a game stack. And then for the other ones, you got Coors Field, of course. Phenomenal look there. I prefer Philadelphia over Colorado, but both really good spots. Love San Diego versus San Martin, especially Machado. Machado's one of my favorite plays on the slate. I like him a ton. And if you want to go Oakland, you can against Ellis. And then the Braves versus Buehler is my contrarian stack. You can almost game stack that game because Freed's been rough. But I like you got to respect both pitchers. And I think picking one to target is the way to go. So I will target the more expensive pitcher in Walker Buehler. That'll be my game plan on that one. But we'll see what happens. Again, I'm usually a three max player, so I can't stack them all. But we'll wait and see. I love that game stack with Minnesota KC. Really like the Milwaukee stack. Love me some Machado with some Padres sprinkled in. There's a ton of ways to go. And one other one I was forgetting. Boston's the sneaky expensive one, because if anybody's paying up, they're probably paying up for Coors. So that can be a fun one against Kikuchi. And one more I'll mention is if you think Robbie Ray is broken, Like his first two starts were in cold weather, so I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but the walks are up quite a bit and the velocity's bad. Talked about that on Last Bench with Bubba, with Ryan Bloomfield, Bubba and the Bloom, episode 4. It was rough. If you think he is broken, the Rangers is a phenomenal stack. So, like, I like to keep mine simple because I 3-max it. So it's like I want some Twins and Royals. I want some Brew Crew, maybe a little Padres. Give me a little bit of Boston, maybe a splash of Coors. Kind of mix and match 2 to 3-man stacks or something. We'll see how the lineups look and how that dictates. But if I am putting together like a 20-max or something, I'm having a Texas stack or two. I'm having some Braves. I'm having some Dodgers. I'm having a little bit of both. Like, I'm going to mix and match some of those stacks in the big, big tournaments. That's one thing I'll do. So we'll see how it looks. But for now, we're going to wrap things up there, folks. Again, you can find me on Twitter at BDentric. If you have any questions or come join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord, just ask and I'll send you the invite, slide it into your DMs for you. Lots of fun stuff there. If you can give this podcast a rate and review on iTunes, I truly would appreciate it. If you prefer to watch the podcast on YouTube, it's on the Fantasy Degens YouTube channel. Go check that out. Get subscribed. Give the old thumbs up. And you can catch all my podcasts there. Bench with Bubba, MLB DFS Quick Hits, Always Pressing PGA DFS Podcast on all your listening platforms, as well as the Fantasy Degens YouTube channel. All right, everybody. That'll do it. Another Quick Hits in the books. Hope you guys have a great Tuesday. Be back with you guys on Wednesday with some more baseball action. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, April 19th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.